Justin here.
Hello. Yeah, come on up, both of you guys. So this morning we have Pastor Christian Diaz and Pastor Glenn Sautel. Pastor Christian Diaz is from Rancagua, Chile. I think it's an hour south of Santiago. And Pastor Glenn, he speaks Spanish because he was a pastor in Ecuador for 10 years. So he's going to be the Pastor Christian's translator or interpreter or however you call it. So I don't remember when we met, but many times, and he little hugs and pats on the back and hola, buenos dias, and the little bit of English he knows, a little bit of Spanish I know. But I remember at the pastor's conference, I don't know, was it 5 years ago, the pastor's conference? It was him, Pastor Arturo from Peru, who's since passed, and Pastor Orlando from Chile, and Pastor Stan, who's a missionary, used to be Peru, now Argentina, and maybe somebody else. They sang Tu Fidelidad Más Grande. I don't remember all of it. You know that song? Apparently it's very popular, but it was really good. And I asked him if he could sing. He said, no, I can't sing. I just got up there with him and lip sync kind of. But anyway, and then both of them have been here. He's been here with Pastor Stan, but he didn't preach. And then Pastor Glenn's been here too. So you guys probably know him. So anyway, without further ado, here's Pastor Christian.
I guess I take this?
Sure. Yeah, make sure both of our mics are working.
Thank you.
Wow.
Es mi primera palabra en inglés.
That's my first word in English, perhaps only.
Pensé por un momento que el Pastor Smith quería que yo cantara.
I thought for a moment that Pastor Smith was going to ask me to sing.
No recomiendo eso.
I don't recommend that.
Muy buenos días. Estoy
morning.
Muy contento de estar acá.
It's so good to be here with you.
Es la segunda vez que estoy acá en Culpeper.
It's the second time that I've been here in Culpeper.
Es muy grato.
It's a wonderful time for me.
Estar en compañía de los santos.
It's great to be in the company of the saints.
Estoy acomodándome un poco con mis apuntes.
I'm organizing my
un momento, por favor.
Just a moment, he says.
Okay, ahora sí. Quiero invitarlos a abrir sus Biblias conmigo en el Salmo 51.
I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to Psalm 51.
Un precioso salmo.
It's a precious psalm of David.
Y Pastor Sautel va a leer para nosotros. Los invito a que se pongan de pie, por favor.
If you could, please, while we read, stand in respect to the Word of God, and I'll be reading from the English New King James Version.
Todo el salmo.
Okay, the whole psalm. Starting with, the introduction to the chief musician, the psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. And create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, O God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bulls on your altar. Amen. Oremos.
Padre, esta mañana,
Father, this morning,
estamos aquí delante de ti.
We're before you and
estamos parados frente a tu palabra.
We're right in front of your word, Lord.
Tu palabra que es viva,
your word that is alive,
es inspirada,
it's active,
infalible,
it's infallible,
inerrante.
It doesn't have any errors.
Es tu palabra,
it's your word,
la que nos lee a nosotros.
That we are reading.
Delante de tu palabra estamos desnudos y abiertos.
Before your word, Lord, we are
no podemos
naked
esconder,
and helpless.
No podemos esconder nada de la
we
luz de tu palabra.
Hide anything from the light of your
aquí
word.
Aquí estamos.
Here we are.
Delante de ti.
Before you.
Háblanos esta mañana.
Speak to us this morning.
Enséñanos.
Teach us.
Corrígenos.
Correct us.
Llévanos a la luz.
Bring us to the light.
Sácanos de nuestras tinieblas.
Take us out of our darkness.
Sácanos de nuestra oscuridad.
Take us out from our emptiness and darkness.
Sácanos de la ignorancia.
Take us from the ignorance that we are.
Sácanos desde el punto de vista humano.
Take us away from the human point of view of things.
Queremos tu punto de vista.
We want your point
tu
of view.
Tu mente.
Your mind.
Tu corazón.
Your heart.
Estamos delante de ti.
We're before you this morning.
Y pido que nos hables.
And we ask you to speak.
Úngenos para predicar.
Anoint us to preach your word.
Úngenos para oír.
Anoint us so that we might.
Y úngenos para vivir en esta verdad.
Hear and live in this truth.
Cada día de
every,
nuestra vida.
Every day of our lives.
En el nombre de tu Hijo Jesús.
In the name of your precious name, Jesus.
Amén.
Amén.
Toma asiento.
You can take your seats.
Este Salmo 51.
This Psalm 51.
Es un salmo que pertenece a un grupo especial de salmos.
It belongs to a special group of psalms.
Es conocido como un salmo penitencial.
That are considered psalms of penitence.
Es un salmo de confesión.
It's a psalm about confession.
El Salmo 6.
Psalm 6.
32.
32.
38.
38.
51.
51.
102.
Of course, 102.
130.
113.
Y 143.
And 143.
Son salmos penitenciales.
There are psalms that are of penitence.
Son salmos que nos enseñan cómo debemos confesar.
These psalms teach us how we should confess our sins.
Confesión es importante.
Confession is really important.
La confesión del creyente es importante.
The confession of a believer is extremely important.
Y eso es lo que habla este salmo.
And this is what this psalm is talking about.
Recién hace semana, dos semanas atrás,
about one or two weeks back,
estuve de cumpleaños.
I had was somebody's birthday party I was attending.
Cumplí 42 años.
Oh,
yo.
Ah,
no. I, sí, 42 años.
He had 40, only 42 years. That's great.
42 años de ese 25 de septiembre de 1983.
42 years ago on September 25th of September in 1983. I was born, he says.
Ese día nací de nuevo.
This part. Oh, this is when I was born again.
Yeah. Okay, no es que yo tenga 42 años.
No, he has 42 years in the Lord.
Tengo un poco más que eso.
I have, in reality, it's a little bit more than that.
Fue el día más feliz de mi vida.
It was the sweetest day of my life.
Feliz.
I was super, super happy.
Aunque yo fui creado en la iglesia.
Although I was born and raised in the church,
mis padres me llevaban a la iglesia siendo pequeño.
My father brought me to the church when I was just a little baby.
Y viví lo que cualquier hijo de creyente ha vivido.
And I lived like any child of a believer would.
Vamos a la iglesia.
We're going to church today.
Oh, no quiero ir.
Oh, I don't really want to
Vamos
go.
Vamos a la iglesia.
We're going to go anyway.
Okay, mamá.
Oh, yeah, mom.
Tú mandas.
Whatever you say. You call the shots.
Y así viví, y a veces no quería ir a la iglesia.
That was the way I lived. I just didn't have much choice.
Encontré muy aburrido.
I found it quite boring.
Muy aburrido.
Like extremely boring.
Era el peor momento de la semana ir a la iglesia.
It was almost the worst moment of the entire week for me.
Era una persona religiosa. Religiosa, yo.
He was just a religious person, you know.
Con valores morales, pero religioso.
Moral values, religious.
Pero ese día, 25 de septiembre.
But on that day, 25 September.
18 años.
When he was 18 years old.
Fui a la iglesia.
I went to the church that day.
No sé por qué fui.
I have no idea why, actually.
No recuerdo el mensaje.
I don't remember the message.
Solo que pasé adelante.
I only remember going forward at some time in the
service. Y oré, no recuerdo qué oré.
And I prayed. I don't remember what I prayed.
Pero cuando me levanté.
But when I stood up.
Fui otra persona.
I was another person.
Otra persona.
I mean, completely another.
Completamente
person.
Otra persona.
Nothing like before.
Me sentí por primera vez.
I felt for the first time.
Por primera vez me sentí limpio.
I felt clean.
Me sentí perdonado.
I felt forgiven.
Me sentí puro.
I felt pure.
Tan así como que el aire pasaba por entre medio a través de mí.
Like the air just flowed by me and carried everything away.
Mis ojos se abrieron.
My eyes, I could see things differently.
Sentí diferente completamente.
Everything was different.
Cosas en mi vida cambiaron.
Many things in my life changed.
Al otro día, lunes 26, fui al colegio.
On the next day, I went to high school.
Y llevé una Biblia.
And I had a Bible with me.
Y compañeros de curso me miraron y dijeron.
The people that were there in high school with me, they looked at it and me and.
Tú estás con una
and
Biblia.
It's like you Bible. What's going on here?
Tú.
Yeah. What? What?
Well. Muy desordenado. Travieso.
He was quite a mess before that.
Tenía hojas de anotaciones negativas contra mí.
And so they had
ellos tenían.
Oh, they
un registro.
Like they had a register of all these negative things about him that, you know.
Estaba a punto que me expulsaran del colegio.
And they were at the point of kicking me out of the high school.
Y un lunes con una Biblia, tú.
And they said, you with the Bible, it's Monday, what's
yeah.
going on?
Yeah. Nací de nuevo.
I was born again.
Nací de nuevo.
I was born.
Cosas en mi vida cambiaron inmediatamente.
Things in my life they changed immediately.
Comencé a predicar el evangelio a mis compañeros.
And I began to preach the
profesores,
gospel to my
a mi familia.
Co-students and to my professors, to my family.
Subí a un bus.
I went up in a bus
y comencé a predicar el evangelio en el bus.
And I began to preach in the bus.
Y el conductor me dijo,
and the driver, you know, called me over and said,
fuera,
out,
fuera,
get out of the bus,
fuera,
get out of the bus.
Nací de nuevo.
I was born again.
Y comencé con tanto entusiasmo.
And I began with such enthusiasm.
Tanta alegría.
So much happiness.
Tengo vida nueva.
I have a new life.
Las cosas viejas pasaron.
Everything past is gone.
Todo es hecho nuevo.
Everything is made
new. Soy hijo de Dios.
I'm a child of God.
Mis pecados perdonados, olvidados, por siempre idos.
Forgiven, forgotten, forever separated from me.
Wow, estaba muy feliz.
I was just so happy.
Tenía tanta expectativa.
I had so much expectation.
Y pensé que mi caminar con el Señor iba a ser flash, rápido.
It just seemed to me like it would be this amazing journey forward. Everything would be perfect.
Que rápidamente iba a vencer malos hábitos.
Hey, I'm going to drop all these bad habits I've had.
Rápidamente iba a vencer el pecado, rápidamente.
Really quick, I won't be sinning anymore.
Que rápidamente iba a vencer las tentaciones y prácticamente iba a ser un santo.
Yeah, practically I'm going to be a saint like here any moment.
Pero qué decepción.
What a deception that was.
Pensé que iba a ser todo de gloria en gloria, triunfo en triunfo.
I was just going to be from glory to glory, from triumph to triumph, but...
Al pecado le iba a decir hasta la vista, baby.
And my sin's gonna say, see you later, baby.
No fue así.
It really wasn't like that.
Por lo menos eso me pasó a mí. Yo no sé ustedes.
At least that's how it was with me. I don't know about you guys.
No fue así.
It wasn't like that.
Entonces dije, cuando vaya al instituto bíblico, ahí. Voy a vencer el pecado.
Then I decided I'm going to go to Bible college and there I'll win over the sin thing.
Rodeado de hermanos espirituales.
I'll be surrounded by all these holy people.
En un ambiente de oración.
The time, and they're going to pray over me. And,
en un ambiente de lectura de la Biblia.
Read the Bible all the time. And,
en un ambiente de hacer tareas.
And we've got notes and all these sorts of things going on.
Ahí voy a vencer el
there
pecado.
I'm going to win over the sin thing.
Oh, no. Fue así.
And unfortunately it wasn't
no fue
the case
así, lamentablemente.
Porque unfortunately.
Mis compañeros eran peor que yo.
And my companions were peor que tú.
Peor que yo.
Yeah, they were even worse off than I was.
Vivíamos ocho hombres en un dormitorio.
And so we were eight young men in a dormitory.
Ocho hombres.
Oh, eight young men.
Comprábamos 10 kilos de pan.
We bought 10 pounds of bread.
Al otro día no había nada.
And the second day there was nothing there.
Se habían comido todo.
They had eaten everything.
Terrible.
They were horrible.
Terrible.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
It was just terrible.
¿Tuve gozo? Yes.
I had
tuve gozo.
Joy.
Tuve gozo. Tuve paz.
I had
tuve
peace.
Paz. Tengo yeah. paz.
I have peace.
Fui salvo, claro.
Was I saved?
Fui salvo.
Absolutely, I was saved.
De ninguna manera podemos dudar de eso.
And we can never doubt that we were saved.
Pero debo reconocer que una vez que conocí
but
al Señor y fui salvo.
Need to recognize that when we begun with the Lord and we're saved.
Las cosas en mi vida se complicaron.
Las things in life get a little complicated.
Y quiero explicarle lo que significa. No me juzgue antes. Quiero explicar qué quiero decir con se complicaron.
Otra vez.
Que un momento no quiero que me juzgue rápidamente.
Oh, I would really that you didn't judge me like instantly right now.
Quiero explicar lo que significa que se complicaron.
Kind of explain how things got so complicated.
Porque antes de venir al Señor pecaba.
Because before I was a Christian, I was definitely would sin.
Sentía un pequeño remordimiento, tal vez.
I had a little bit of regret.
Pero no era
know,
importante.
Nothing
mentir no
life,
era life tan malo.
I lied. I did nothing terrible.
Robar no era tan malo.
I did a little bit of, thievery. Wasn't exactly the worst.
En mi mente tengo la primera vez que tengo conciencia de haber robado.
I remember when the first time I recognized that I had actually taken something belonged to someone.
Tal vez tenía 4 años.
I think I was 4 years old.
Y mi papá guardaba dinero en
and
el,
my father
la mesa de...
left some money on the table. And,
y cuando mi papá no estaba.
And when he wasn't there, I snuck over to the table and.
Yo iba a donde él tenía el dinero.
And I went to where he had the money, and
abría el cajón.
I took it and
tomaba dinero.
Took his money
y corriendo
and,
iba
and I
para
went running.
Comprar un helado.
To buy an ice cream.
No era tan importante si había robado, pero no era tan importante.
thinking it wasn't that important, but you know.
Pero una vez que fui salvo,
once I became a born again Christian,
una vez que fui salvo,
once I was saved,
mentir ya no era lo mismo.
Then lying wasn't the same thing.
Era algo que me tumbaba y me perturbaba.
It was like a weight on my shoulders. It would knock me off my feet.
Pecar ya nunca más fue un deleite.
And you know, after that, sin was no longer like fun.
Fallar nunca más fue lo mismo. Fallar nunca fue lo mismo.
Failing never was the same after I became born again.
Nunca más fue lo mismo.
It just was different. It was
y por más que intentaba,
and for everything that I tried, as much as I tried,
por más que intentaba, no podía vencer. No podía vencer el pecado.
Yeah, for as much as I tried to win over the sin issue in my life, I really wasn't able to do it.
Entonces las ideas de que algún momento, en algún momento,
and always with this idea that some point in the future,
podía alcanzar un nivel de no pecar.
I'll get to this point of never sinning.
Yo veía que esa posibilidad,
I saw that possibility,
se alejaba más y más y más.
I discovered it was seemingly every time I advanced, it was still further off.
Lo que realmente entendí en ese momento,
and lo que really what I lost in that time,
es que estaba lejos, lejos, lejos.
Or what I understood in that time, entendí, is that it was just very, very far away. That
estaba lejos, just lejos de very, donde yo quería estar.
Very far away where I wanted to be.
Entendí que el pecado todavía era una realidad en mi vida.
So it dawned on me that sin was still a reality in my life.
El pecado es una realidad en mi vida.
It's just a reality in my life.
Que no podía quitarla.
And I can't just take it away.
Por más Biblia que leyera,
for as much Bible as I read, I can't necessarily get rid of it.
Por más actos bondadosos que pudiera hacer todavía,
as many kindnesses and good deeds that I do, I can't.
El pecado estaba presente en mi vida.
It's present.
Debo reconocer que estaba decepcionado como creyente.
It made me think that maybe I was deceived as a believer.
Estaba desencantado con mi vida.
I was discontented with my life.
Miraba a mi pastor.
I watched my pastor.
Y decía, él sí debe tener una vida impecable.
And I thought, well, he's got to have a life that's achieved this.
Seguro que él no peca.
Certainly he never sins.
Y cuando llegaban misioneros a la iglesia,
and then the missionaries came to visit us.
Wow, ellos deben estar allá arriba en el tercer cielo.
They've got to be living on that
plateau. Y yo, pecador.
That plateau I see over there somewhere, but it's like a sinner over here.
Me preguntaba tal vez no he nacido de nuevo.
And I even questioned, you know, like maybe I'm really not born again.
O tal vez tengo demonios.
Or maybe I have like demons.
Estoy lleno de demonios.
Maybe I'm still controlled by evil spirits.
O tal vez tengo que ayunar más, orar más.
Maybe if I just pray more or fast more.
Me dediqué a ayunar.
So I dedicated myself and I did.
Y llegué a adelgazar.
Prayed
mucho.
And I did it a lot.
Ahora no se nota.
And not, right now you don't really see it, but.
Pero cuando llegué a casa, mi mamá me dijo, "Pareces espagueti."
And when I got to home, my mother would say, "You look like you're like a what?
Spaghetti.
Like you look like spaghetti. You look like a strand of spaghetti."
Nada de eso me sirvió.
None of that did anything. It didn't change it.
Porque no podía vencer el pecado.
Because you can't really just get rid of it.
Hermanos, el pecado, lamentablemente, es una realidad en nuestra vida.
Unfortunately, is a reality in a Christian's life.
El pecado aún es una realidad en nuestra vida.
Remains a reality, a nature of sin.
Hemos nacido de nuevo.
We've been born again.
Hemos recibido una naturaleza nueva.
We've received a new nature from God.
El pecado continúa operando en áreas de nuestra vida.
But in areas of life, the sin nature keeps functioning.
El pecado no se extingue de nuestra vida, no se ha ido de nuestra vida.
It doesn't get extinguished in your life.
De ninguna manera nosotros somos inmunes al pecado.
None of us are like immune to this.
El pecado todavía está ardiendo en nuestra alma.
The sin is like this, just this little glowing ember that just continues to exist.
Las pasiones.
The passions.
Las pasiones de nuestra naturaleza baja arden dentro nuestro.
Of our human nature continue to function in our lives.
La realidad,
the reality,
la verdad,
the real truth,
la grotesca verdad,
the gross truth,
es que aún batallamos,
that we continue to
luchamos,
fight and battle against,
contra el pecado,
sin.
El creyente todavía experimenta la presencia del pecado en su vida.
Every believer continues to experience the presence of sin in his life.
No importa cuánto tiempo tú tengas de creyente.
No, doesn't matter how long you've been a believer.
50 años.
50 years.
40 años.
40.
30, 20,
30,
10.
20, 10.
5 semanas.
5 weeks.
El pecado es una realidad.
The sin nature is just a reality.
No importa la clase social a la que pertenezcas, eres pecador. Soy pecador.
It doesn't matter what class, whether wealthy or poor, doesn't matter. You're still
a sinner. No importa si tienes un cargo ministerial, eres pecador.
It doesn't matter that you have a ministry position.
No importa quién seas, no importa lo que tengas.
It doesn't really matter what you desire.
El pecado es una realidad.
What you've achieved, sin is still a reality in our lives.
El pecado es un terrible poder maligno.
It's a terrible, malignant power in our
lives. El pecado es algo tan terrible.
It's so terrible.
Tan poderoso.
So powerful.
Que nos vence a todos nosotros.
That it really wins over each one of us.
Venció a Salomón.
It won over Solomon.
Venció a Sansón.
It won over Samson.
Venció a David.
It won over David.
Venció a Pedro, a Pablo.
It won over Peter and Paul.
El pecado es una realidad de la que nosotros no podemos escapar.
Sin is just a reality we can't escape.
Ese poder infernal todavía está dentro nuestro.
This infernal power is still inside of us.
Debemos reconocer entonces, hermanos,
we should therefore understand, brethren,
que el pecado es real,
that sin is real,
es activo,
it's active,
es maligno,
it's malicious, malignant,
es perverso,
it's perverse,
destructivo,
destructive.
Lo peor de todo,
the worst of all,
es que está dentro nuestro,
is that it's inside each of us.
Todavía,
still,
aún.
Whether we
todavía.
Like it or not, it's there.
Entonces, hermanos, tenemos que hacernos la pregunta.
So, brethren, we have to. Perdón.
Tenemos que hacernos la pregunta.
We have to ask ourselves a question.
Tenemos que preguntarnos cómo.
We have to ask ourselves how.
Podemos vivir nuestro cristianismo.
Can we live our life for Christ?
Cristianismo real y verdadero.
Really and truthfully.
Teniendo esta condición.
Having this kind of condition.
Que quiero decirles algo.
And I want to say something, tell you something.
Nos va a acompañar hasta el último día de nuestra vida.
It's going to be with us till the end of our lives.
El pecado es una realidad que estará con nosotros hasta el último día de nuestra vida.
It's just something that's going to be with us to the very end of our lives.
Hay una película, yo no la he visto, pero
there's a movie, I've never seen it, but
el título de esta película,
the title is,
por lo menos en español era,
at least in Spanish it was,
Durmiendo con el enemigo.
Sleeping with the enemy.
Durmiendo con el enemigo.
Sleeping with the enemy.
Yo duermo con mi enemigo.
In effect, I sleep with the enemy.
No estoy hablando de Adriana, mi esposa.
I'm not talking about my wife Adriana. It's a metaphor, folks.
Duermo con mi peor enemigo.
I effectively sleep with my worst enemy.
Duermo con mi peor enemigo.
My my worst enemy.
Yo mismo.
I do.
Yeah. Yo mismo.
I do.
Yo soy mi peor enemigo.
In a way, I am my worst enemy.
¿Cómo podemos vivir una vida cristiana victoriosa? So,
how do we live then a Christian life, a victorious Christian life?
Teniendo esto como antecedente.
Having this as a premise.
¿No es contradictorio?
¿Cómo?
¿No es contradictorio?
It's not contradictory.
Hemos nacido de nuevo, tenemos el Espíritu Santo, tenemos la Escritura.
It seems contradictory. We're born again, we have the Scriptures, we have the Holy Spirit.
Tenemos una iglesia, tenemos un pastor, pero aún.
Great pastors, but still.
Pero aún tenemos esta batalla dentro nuestro.
This battle within.
Contra nuestra propia naturaleza.
Against our own human nature.
Martín Lutero dijo.
Martin Luther said.
Que el creyente lucha con tres enemigos.
That the believer fights with three enemies.
Satanás.
Satan.
El mundo.
The world
y la carne.
And the flesh.
Satanás, el mundo y la carne, tres enemigos.
Satan, the world, the devil, the flesh, and the world.
Tenemos un enemigo aquí adentro, traidor.
We have a traitor in effect inside of us.
¿Cómo es que nosotros entonces podemos vivir nuestro cristianismo?
And so how can we live our Christian
que sea
life?
Verdadero. Que sea verdadero.
How can we do it? Truthfully,
en esta condición,
in this condition,
¿cómo?
How?
¿Cómo?
Todos nosotros estamos esperando. We're all waiting for the answer. I know. Come on, come on.
Tengo que dejar la expectación. Faltan 15 minutos.
Está ya en el techo.
Porque a veces nos odiamos a nosotros mismos, ¿o no?
And we can get to the point where we kind of hate ourselves. Got to be careful.
¿Sí?
Right?
¿Te odias a veces a ti mismo?
Sometimes do you hate yourself?
¿Por qué dije eso?
Why do I say this?
¿Por qué hice eso?
Why did I do that?
¿Por qué fui a ese lugar que no debí haber ido?
Why did I go to this place I shouldn't have gone?
Crucé la línea con esa compañera de trabajo.
Why did I cross the line with my coworker?
No debía de haberlo hecho, pero ¿por qué lo hice?
I shouldn't have done it, but why did I do it?
¿Por qué fallé?
Why did I fail?
Ofendí a Dios.
Why did I offend God?
Traicioné su amor.
Why did I, you know, treasonously treat his love?
Es por eso que nosotros podemos entender de alguna manera.
So we can learn in some way through all this.
Lo que el apóstol Pablo dijo en Romanos 7 cuando habló de sí mismo.
What the apostle Paul was saying in Romans 7 about himself.
Miserable de mí.
He said, I'm a miserable person.
Miserable de mí.
Woe to me. Woe is me.
Quiero caminar con Dios, andar en la luz.
I want to walk with God in the light.
Pero a veces quiero hacer lo bueno y termino haciendo lo malo.
I don't do the right thing.
Miserable de mí.
Woe to me.
Pablo, un momento.
Paul, be careful. One moment, please, here.
Tú eres el apóstol a los gentiles.
You're the apostle to the Gentiles.
Has plantado iglesias en Asia Menor.
Think of all the churches you've planted.
Escribiste la mitad del Nuevo Testamento.
You wrote half the New Testament.
Fuiste al tercer cielo, viste cosas que nadie ha visto.
Caught up into the third heaven and you heard the voices in heaven that you can't even relate to us.
¿Cómo?
Here. How could this be?
¿Cómo puedes decir eso?
How can you say that you struggle with these things?
Miserable de mí.
He said, woe is me.
Pero quiero decirle, hermanos,
I want to tell you, brother,
que el apóstol Pablo era un hombre tremendamente honesto.
That Paul was a tremendously honest person.
Quiero decirles algo.
I'd like to say something more.
Cuando nos odiamos a nosotros mismos por fallar.
When we turn to hating ourselves for our failures.
Cuando estamos decepcionados con nosotros mismos.
When we get deceived about ourselves.
Y nuestra vida se transforma en una batalla contra el pecado.
We're constantly fighting this battle about between.
Y estamos al mismo tiempo queriendo caminar con Dios.
And right when we think we're walking with God.
Y estamos siendo atraídos por este mundo, por nuestra carne y por el diablo.
We're drawn to something from the world.
Quiero decirles. Eso es precisamente
I would like to say this is precisely
la vida cristiana.
The Christian life.
Así es.
And it's just the way it
así
is.
Así es.
It's the way it is.
Así es.
It's the way it is.
Es así grotescamente.
It's that way grotesquely stated.
Martín Lutero acuñó este concepto en una frase que él dijo en latín.
Martin Luther sort of summarized this process in Latin in a way we're going to translate here.
Él dijo.
He said,
"Simul justius et peccator." Simul justius et peccator. Literalmente quiere decir.
Okay, ese fue Latin.
Latin.
That was Latin. Simul justius.
Simul justius et peccator.
Anybody speaks Latin? No. Okay. ¿Qué quiere decir esto?
Simultáneamente.
Simultaneously.
Simultáneamente.
Simultaneously.
Esto es el creyente.
This is the believer.
Simultaneamente.
Simultaneously.
Justo.
Justified.
Y pecador.
And sinner.
Simultaneamente justo y pecador. Esto es el cristiano.
Time,
esto es la vida cristiana.
Justified by God and yet.
Yo siempre me he preguntado por qué el Señor.
Human.
Me he preguntado por qué el Señor.
And I had to ask why, Lord, you know, what's
no nos llevó al cielo en el momento de nuestra salvación.
Why didn't you just take us all to heaven in the moment we accepted Christ?
¿Pudo haberlo hecho?
Hey, couldn't you have done that?
Claro.
Sure.
Nah, nunca más nada que ver con el pecado.
It.
Chao.
You know, you accept Christ and it's like, you know.
Pero nos dejó acá.
Here we go. But yeah.
El Señor pudo.
It isn't the case. Here we are here.
El Señor pudo sacar la naturaleza pecaminosa de mí.
Maybe he could have just pulled our sinful human nature out of us.
Pudo haberlo hecho, claro.
Is it possible?
¿Por qué no lo hizo?
Why didn't he do that?
Es mi pregunta.
That's the question.
Es mi pregunta.
That's my question.
Que él tiene una razón, sí, él la tiene.
So it must be that he had some sort of a reason.
Él la tiene.
And he does.
Él la tiene. Él tiene una razón para dejarme acá.
He has a reason why he left us here like
y que
this.
Yo luche, y que luche,
and that I would,
y que luche.
And that I would struggle,
y mañana
struggle.
Vas a batallar contra el pecado. Y el martes vas a batallar con el pecado.
And I'm gonna struggle tomorrow and the next day,
y el miércoles vas a batallar con el pecado.
And Wednesday I'll do the same thing.
Vas a batallar con las redes sociales, Facebook, YouTube.
I'll be faced with all the social media. Things with all the stuff that all the trash that's
vas a batallar con el deseo pecaminoso.
And I may have to battle against the sinful nature.
Porque el pecado tiene ese deseo, ese placer.
Because those desires are just resident.
Si el pecado no fuera deleitoso, no sería atrayente.
If it wasn't something that's pleasant, you wouldn't be doing it.
El pecado tiene eso de placer.
It attaches to our sense of.
Y no solo no estoy hablando de inmoralidad sexual, estoy hablando de.
I'm not talking about sexual immorality. I'm talking about much broader terms.
¿Acaso no es sabroso hablar de alguien?
Maybe it's. Doesn't it feel kind of good when we talk about someone? Maybe when we gossip a little bit, we just, you know, share something about someone.
¿Quieres saber algo
de? Kind of gives us this sense of superiority or something.
¿Quieres saber algo de alguien en la iglesia?
Wouldn't you like to know what so and so did?
¿Quieres que te cuente algo del diácono de la iglesia?
Can I tell you this story? What happened in the church?
¿Quieres que te diga algo del anciano de la iglesia?
Oh, you should hear what the.
Pero te lo digo para que oremos.
The church did.
Te lo digo para que oremos.
Pero I'm just going to say it so we can pray about it.
Oh, sí, sí, sí. Dime.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, tell me.
Para orar.
Oh, well, just so we can pray.
El pecado tiene un deleite.
So there's delight in sin.
Hermanos, yo confieso que he pecado.
And I have to confess that I'm a sinner.
Confieso que he fallado.
I have failed.
Confieso que he preferido.
And I admit that there's times when I preferred.
He preferido pecar
to live that way.
A obedecer a Dios.
Instead of obeying God.
Encontré más placer en pecar.
I got more pleasure in sin
que amar a Dios.
Than I did when I would when I would just simply
love. Encontré que fue más placentero la maldad.
Yeah, the evil sometimes is more pleasant.
Que caminar con Dios.
More rewarding.
Por eso Pablo dice, miserable de mí.
So Paul says,
miserable de mí.
Miserable me.
Porque
woe to me.
Si pudiera arrancar esa naturaleza, lo haría.
If I could tear this thing out of me that acts like this, I would.
Si pudiera terminar con esa pasión pecaminosa, lo haría.
If I could put an end to it, I would.
Por eso él pregunta, ¿quién me librará?
And so Paul's question was, who will deliver me
from, ¿quién me librará?
From this body of death? Who will,
¿quién?
Who can deliver me?
Habla de alguien.
And he's speaking of someone.
It's no a, de algo, so, como un método.
No,
not, es what, alguien.
What can deliver me, but who can deliver
no es
me?
Algo.
And it's someone.
Hermanos, en este peregrinaje, entre más nos acercamos a Dios.
So in this pilgrimage, we are experiencing just a drawing near to God. It's a process of drawing near to God.
Entre más cerca de Dios camino.
And the closer we go, we live to God.
¿Qué fue lo que me ocurrió a mí cuando fui al Instituto Bíblico?
And this is what occurred to me when I went to the Bible Institute.
Entre más cerca.
And as closer that I get.
Más cerca.
I get closer and
más
closer
cerca.
To God.
Más consciente de mi pecado.
And I became more aware of my sin.
Es lo que pasó con Isaías capítulo 6 cuando Isaías vio al Señor.
This is what Isaiah said in Isaiah 6. He said, you know, he got close to the Lord and he all of a sudden he says, who am I?
Wow, está en la sala del trono.
He's like at the throne of before the throne of God and he's just devastated.
Está en la sala del trono, él está viendo a Dios sentado en su trono.
He has this amazing privilege to be close to God in Isaiah 6 and yet
¿qué fue lo que dijo Isaías?
What did he say?
Wow, qué santo soy.
No, he didn't say, hey, how holy am I? Look at this.
Qué bueno soy.
What a great guy.
Qué santo soy.
I'm so wonderful.
No. ¿Qué dijo él?
He said,
ay de mí.
Woe is me.
Ay de mí.
Woe is me.
Hermanos, cuando caminamos más y más cerca de Dios,
brothers, so as we draw closer and closer to God,
más y más conscientes de nuestro pecado.
More and more aware we become
no es
of
al
who
revés.
We are.
No it's, es al revés.
It's not the
entre
opposite.
Más cerca, más cerca, más cerca, más cerca.
Closer, 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 more
más consciente,
and more
más consciente,
aware.
Más consciente.
More and more aware.
Y mañana cuando esté más cerca de la luz,
and tomorrow when I get closer to the light,
voy a estar consciente de algo que ahora
I will be more aware of what's
considero que
me.
No es pecado.
And
espero que traduzcas todo.
Creo que está. When as I get closer and closer to light, I'll be more aware of my sin. Yeah. Creo que este fue.
Sí.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Termino con esto.
Let me finish with this.
Es una solo una introducción a lo que quiero compartir.
Is this the first part of what I would like to communicate today?
Pero eso es la lucha de nuestra vida.
So this is the fight. This is the struggle we have in our lives.
Es la lucha por nuestras vidas.
It's the each of us lives in this struggle as a believer.
Y la lucha que durará toda nuestra vida.
And it will last all of our lives.
¿Cómo podemos vivir en honestidad con Dios?
How can we live in honesty with God?
David nos da la respuesta en el Salmo 51.
David gives us that answer in Psalm 51.
La respuesta es confesión.
And the answer is confession.
Confesión.
Confession.
Confesión.
Confession.
Cada día.
Every day.
Momento a momento.
Moment by moment.
Confesión.
We confess.
Señor.
Lord.
Gracias por este tiempo.
Thank you for this time.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your word.
Ayúdanos a caminar en la luz.
Help us to walk in the light.
Ayúdanos en esta lucha.
Show us how to continue in this struggle against sin.
Que es una lucha de todos nosotros.
It's something we all share.
Vivir para tu gloria.
And we want to live for your glory.
Experimentando tentaciones y
caídas. We want to experiment temptations, but also your presence.
En el nombre de Jesús oramos.
No, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Okay. Gracias. And don't forget that today, we have lunch. Everyone's invited. And at 4:00, we're hanging out. It's hanging out there. Come on, give me the answer to all this. All right. God bless you all. And Pastor.
Wow. Like, we walk with God and we know the word, and we still want to hear the rest of this message, right? Yeah. So at 4:00, he's going to preach again. It's really neat. He said, I guess Martin Luther said, we're justified and we're sinners. Like, we were talking this morning about seeming dichotomies. It seems like a dichotomy. Like, we can rest and we can also work. Like a seeming dichotomy. Jesus is God and Jesus is man. It seems like a dichotomy. Like, we were talking about this, and this is one of them. We're justified, but we're also sinners. Like, justified, I was taught, it's like justified, never sinned. Like, before God the Father, he looks at us as innocent, justified. So we're justified, but yet we're still sinners. And it's like amazing. Like, that's how our walk with faith is, because we have this sin in our life, right? But we believe God that he's forgiven us. And when we confess our sins, it draws us closer to him. And we realize he has forgiven us. So I would just like to take this moment to pray for the lunch, but also to open it up. If there's anyone here today who has never been justified, who's never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, like, you can be forgiven of all your sin. Just pray with me. Just say to God, just call on God. Just cry out to God. Admit to God that you're a sinner. Say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I believe I'm a sinner, and I believe that you sent Jesus to die on the cross to pay for my sin. And I receive that payment. I receive you as my Savior. Just say that to God and be justified in his eyes. And we also pray for the luncheon. We just pray that you'll bless the food and just give us a great time, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And also, downstairs, if they have the opportunity, if you have any questions about Chile or his church or Pastor Glenn's travels to Ecuador and all that, or Jonathan, who's been to Finland and all, if you have any questions, like, we can have time to do that too. But so let's eat, everybody. We're dismissed.